Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note in which he predicts that Apple's first Mac with a processor designed in-house is set to be released during the first half of 2021. More specific information here is unknown, but Kuo's report confirms other past rumors that have suggested Apple is working on custom ARM-based processors designed in-house that would allow it to transition away from Intel. While some reports had said this change could happen as soon as 2020, Kuo seems to think that 2021 is a more realistic timeline. Apple's relationship with Intel has become somewhat strained over the past several years, as Intel chip delays have also caused delays to Mac hardware updates. So if Apple were to use in-house ARM processors on the Mac, like it does on iPhone and iPad, it would be able to move away from Intel and update its products at its own pace. Kuo explains that Apple's switch to ARM processors in the Mac is part of Apple's overall transition to 5-nanometer chip technology across its products. For instance, the iPhone 12, new iPad Pros, and a Mac are all expected to feature Apple's own in-house 5-nanometer ARM processors. As of right now, it's unclear how Apple plans to manage the transition from Intel to ARM in the Mac. Past reports have suggested that Apple will first transition a lower-powered MacBook to ARM processors, such as a new version of the 12-inch MacBook or the MacBook Air. ARM-powered desktops like the iMac are expected to be further away, but we should learn more over the coming months. In other news, Apple has published a new support document that offers new information on how HomeKit routers will work. The elevator pitch for HomeKit routers is that they will add more protection to your smart home accessories. Apple explains that HomeKit routers will, quote, add more protection to your home accessories by controlling which services and devices they communicate with on your home Wi-Fi network and over the internet, end quote. So in the Home app on your iPhone or iPad, you'll be able to customize the level of connection security for each HomeKit accessory. The most secure option, and the one recommended by Apple, will ensure that your HomeKit accessory can only interact with HomeKit through your Apple devices. This will prevent those accessories from having any sort of access through your network, through other devices, or in general. But the one biggest downside to HomeKit routers appears that it will be the setup process. The new Apple support document explains that the setup process will require you to remove and re-add all of your Wi-Fi-enabled HomeKit accessories, essentially building your setup from scratch. This is a tall ask, especially when Apple doesn't offer any sort of first-party backup functionality for HomeKit accessories. But it does make sense considering if you want to control the access that these accessories have to your network, you'll first have to remove the existing access that they have. But ultimately, as of right now, there aren't even any HomeKit-enabled routers on the market. Both Eero and Linksys have committed to adding HomeKit router functionality, and while Eero appears close to rolling out the feature, Linksys has not provided a timetable for updating its VLOP system. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its next generation of USB-C hubs that are now available to pre-order. And also, thanks to Hyper, we're giving 9to5 Mac readers the chance to win Apple's newest Mac Pro, worth $6,000. With the newest HyperDrive Gen 2, you get microSD and SD card support, 4K video at 60Hz, USB-A, USB-C, and more. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is designed to have a minimalistic industrial look that is both elegant and functional. Commonly accessed ports are placed on the front of the hub, while other more permanent connections are placed at the back for better cable management. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is available in 6, 12, and 18-port versions, and you can get 40% off the expected retail price with pre-orders on Kickstarter starting at $59. You can hit the link in the show notes to check it out and enter the Mac Pro giveaway as well. Apple and Johnson & Johnson are teaming up to conduct a new health study to determine if the iPhone and Apple Watch can reduce the risk of stroke. The study is made possible through a new Heartline app for the iPhone that combines with data from the Apple Watch ECG app. The study is open to participants who live in the United States, are 65 years old or older, have original Medicare, use an iPhone 6S or later, and agree to provide Medicare claims data access. The study will be conducted over 3 years, including 2 years of engagement and 1 year of data collection. Johnson & Johnson explains that the Heartline app will provide ongoing education, tips, and surveys across many topics related to overall heart health throughout the 2 year active engagement period. Participants in the study will be split into two groups. One group will participate by only using the Heartline study app on their iPhone. The other group will participate by using the study app on their iPhone in addition to an Apple Watch with the ECG app. So the ultimate goal of this study is to determine how the Apple Watch and the iPhone can both be used to improve health outcomes, including reducing the risk of stroke. If you meet the qualifications, you can learn more about this study and how to join at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.